This painting is one that catches my eye due to my beliefs. It represents many things that I have learned in my confirmation classes, along with basic Sunday school. I have seen hundreds of different interpretations of this same event. However, this one caught my eye due to the large amount of information in just a small area. He connected many events, and even if you have little knowledge, you could still determine what it is. This oil painting is a depiction of Christ carrying the cross, or the stations of the cross, 2 through 9. Many people study these, and these include Jesus taking the cross, falling for the first time, meeting his mother, the Virgin Mary, Simon helps Jesus carry the cross, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus, Jesus falls for the second time, Jesus meets the 3 women of Jerusalem, Jesus falls for the third time, and as you can see, there are dim halos upon the heads of 5 women, Mary and the 3 women of Jerusalem, Mary Magdalene, Mary of Clopas, and Mary Salome the disciple. Roman soldiers are dragging Jesus to the site of his death, although instead of 3 crucifixes, there are only 2. Jesus symbolically looks upon his friends and family as if for help, and he is on his knees, which means he most likely fell. In my opinion, this is an inaccurate depiction compared to other variations of this piece, however it is still a good representation of the stations of the cross. Giorgio Vasari, the artist who made this piece, worked in the mid-1500s in Italy. Not only a painter, he was also an architect, building Renaissance-style buildings. He is also known as the first art historian, creating the first art encyclopedia. He worked with many famous artists such as Michelangelo, and even though he was a painter-architect, his most interesting work was The Lives of the Most Excellent Painters, which was essentially a biography on other magnificent artists. Giorgio painted this as if the event was in his time and place, with people just like him in it. All of the people in this painting look as if they came from outside his own home because of the color of their skin, as well as the clothing that they wear. At this time, Jesus was always portrayed as a white man, even though he was likely Middle Eastern. And this particular story in the Bible represents the struggle of Jesus, and even though he did not want to, he went through it for the well-being of the entire human race.